meant we opened yesterday with two larger yesodos about Shor HaMuad, which may or may not have relevance as we chazer the world of Ahol Chayusha, both the points that flow from the Machlokes from Meir Peretz and Rami Rutenberg, by repeating Masharach Mor HaGashem 70 times. To assume that works does seem to assume that we pass them like Reb Meir, Richik Nikichosov works, Kir Bichosov Kolshkin, which is itself surprising. And also, as the Stipler and others point out, in Kilis Yaakov, it touches on the question of whether it touches on the question of whether Cheskes Bimel Zimni is also about creating new realities or just about, you know, identifying and verifying realities that were right there. He also spoke about Reb Chaim Zahara in Hilchas Isurei Bia. The differentiation, the chiluk that he draws, Lefi HaRambam, at the very least, Lefi HaRambam, because Rambam, there seems to be a steer, Rambam is one of the Vestas Rabbanim, Vestas Daraisa, that we touched on yesterday. Reb Chaim suggests that the concept of Chesed Gimel Zimni, which would give rise to Vestas Daraisa, is only about patterns and not about prediction. But to the extent that there'll be a din of prediction within Hilchas Nida, that's purely a din of Rabbanim. That's local to Hilchas Nida. So that's when we talk about Cheskes Gilmas Zimni making us assume that probably something will occur a fourth time. And so that's purely Rabbanim. It's a local Takana Rabbanim in the world of Vestus and the world of Hilchas Nida. But the concept Daraisa, which is drawn from Shor HaMuad, that's not predictiveness, but pattern. We don't know for sure that it will happen a fourth time, whatever the event is that we're talking about. But if it will happen, it won't be random. It'll be a patterned event. And with that, we turned our attention to Rav Yosef, because the Gemara says the whole Chayusha appears to only be consistent. Whole Chayusha is a nickname for the Tana Rabbi Shmuel. So the one who had the Tana who had originally formulated Shor HaMuad as a source for Cheskes Habatim, as quoted by Rabbi Yochanan, that was Hol Chayush, that was Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara had said, it appears to be Rabbi Shmuel Lishitaso, who the din that he says in the Mishnah, that the Steilon, you need much, much less than 3 years, you don't even need 1 year, you just need Gimel Achilas. The Gemara wanted to know, how about the Rabbanon, who reject Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah, who would say that Gimel Achilas is not enough, we do need Gimel Shanim, whether it's full Gimel Shanim, not a full Gimel Shanim, but you need Gimel Shanim, so that's the story. And we had begun to see also that the Gemara first presents Rav Yosef as a solution, Rav Yosef's solution for the Rabbanan. And then we're going to move away from that, and then the Gemara is going to have three versions of Rava. Abai is going to sharpen Rava, good chavrusas, until finally have the final version of Rava as another solution for the Rabbanan mind. And what we began to see yesterday is it's not clear whether or not we're really done with Hol Chayusha. It could be that I fooled you guys by telling you last time I'm coming to Hol Chayusha is done, Rabban Mai is post Hol Chayusha. That may or may not be true. Or to put it more precisely, we're no longer at Hol Chayusha, but we may still be in Shor HaMuad. We may still be in Shor HaMuad. Because that's the question we saw already, as we saw yesterday, it's already bokeh the ola and Rashi. Rashi b'mesek l'shono, with his characteristic sweet brevity, he's very clear, a very nuanced closing line in the Rashi d'mas l'shamei navi omen be'eser. He said, well, what you see from here is that mikad lechazaka she'ena pechusa mishal shanim, the limud, the lakach that you get from the psukim Yirmiyahu and Paraklamet Beis, is you see that 2 years is not a chazaka. 2 years is not a chazaka, which of course begs the question, so who said that 3 years is? Who says that 3 years is a chazaka? Right. Maybe 3 years, but it could also be more. It could also be never. Maybe there's no such thing as chazaka. All you know is that 2 years is not a chazaka. That leads you to three other options. Three, or 3 plus X, or never. You need infinite number of years to have chazaka. There's no such thing as chazaka.
What about less than 3?
I'm sorry. No, less than 3. Well, or maybe 2.5. That's something Shaul said. How about 2.5? So we saw Rabbi Yonah already asked that question. Rabbi Yonah asked Elias Rabbi Yonah. It's very nice that 2 is not, but who says that 3 is yes? More, less, nothing. So what we begin to see is that there are different approaches. Rabbi Yonah presents the approach again that, and this is a popular approach among Rishonim, that the answer is it's really a combination. That it's really, we're not letting go of Sharamuad, it's just that Sharamuad is insufficient. Sharamuad, the simple reading of Sharamuad would have been Gimel Achilas. Sharamuad alone would say Gimel Achilas, which indeed is what Bishmal said. And why the Chachamim, Ibn Yon and the other Rov Rishon would say, why the Chachamim say, well, it's not Gimel Achilas, it's Gimel Shadim? Because you look in Yirmiyahu and you see that Beis Shadim is not enough. So that's why it must be, apparently, again, you have to lay ketsu, the following nakuda, you have to lay ketsu, that the Gimel Shanim is a valid interpretation, a valid parallel to Gimel Negichas. It's just maybe not the most obvious one, which is a little bit of a surprise. I would have said, the way we have learned the sugya up until now, that Gimel Negichas is really 3 events. So, and then we had set up until now, the way the Rishon said, 3 years is sort of like the default season is 3 years. We really need 3 seasons. But the Rabbi Yonah is saying, okay, but the truth is, a year is also, maybe could be the equivalent inherently of a negicha, which is a little bit of a surprise. They say, how else do you understand the sugya? At least that's what Rav Yosef is saying. Again, Rav is not going to say this, as Tosas points out. And the truth is, let's take a look at Tosis. When the Gemara gets to Rava and clearly rejects any connection to Gimel Shanim, the Tosis actually asks a question the other way around. Who said that we don't want Gimel Shanim? Tosis Shata Kamaisa. Tamer Minaldir Bishmal Dafki Yach Mishar Muad Velo Rabbanan. Why don't you assume the Rabbanan also learning from Shar Muad? Inu Nami Matzi Gam Mishar Muad. Interesting twist. We'll think about that some more as we prepare for the sugya. Take a look what Tosa says in their Teretz in explaining why Rava rejects it, and that's a weakness in Rav Yosef, who's trying to maintain it. The last wide line in Tosa, top of Chavtesimel, Tosa Dimasul Shata. Lo dami divided Rabbi Shmuel azo basra achilos. Rabbi Shmuel, who's following Gimel Achilos, and that's why in a state Elon it goes very quickly. Shapir matzi le migmar mishar mud. He can shapir means well. Literally shapir means beautiful, yafet. But we use yaf just as in Hebrew. We use shapir to mean either literally beautiful beauty, or I mean conceptually, intellectually beautiful, intellectually elegant. Shaper Matzi Limigmar, he can do a beautiful job of learning. Matzi is Yachol. Matzi is Aramaic for Yachol. See, he has the ability, he has the easy ability to learn from Shar Muad. Mahasam Huchzik Nacham Begim Apa'amim, Avkan Begim Lachilos. It is, and here is where Tosis formulates what we've been talking about until now. The natural way to expand and extend, to apply the Shor HaMuad model in the context, in our context of Cheskas Habatim, is Gimel Pa'amim. So Gimel Achilos. Gimel Shamach Lo Haya Makbid. Okay. Ein Zev Zet Tului in B'Shihu Yizman. Neither one is really Talui in Shihu Yizman, in the amount of time that you're waiting. It's not really about the time. But the Rabbanan to Talui B'Shihu Yizman, Kama Zman Yishev Lo Yakbid V'Yakbid, okay. So Tosis is formulating, and once you get to Rava, what we really want to say, which is that once you let go of Achilos, it's really hard to say that Shor HaMuad is really the driver. So many Rishonim are saying, though, that in Rav Yosef, that is what Rav Yosef is trying to sort of blend these two together, and that's part of the complexity of Rav Yosef. It's also part of the what gets rejected when we reject Rav Yosef. When the Shaka V'Tayr rejects Rav Yosef, part of what we're getting rid of is this sort of dochak within Rav Yosef of saying Sharamuad becomes Gimel Shanim. It's also important to appreciate, it's part of the dochak within how the Rishonim are grappling with Rav Yosef. Because as we'll now sort of unpack a little bit, and guys really were seeing during the Seder, there are other approaches, let's talk through some of it. There are different ways to understand Rav Yosef, and as a number of you pointed out, both those who are alive and those who are zooming into Seder, some of the other approaches, the alternatives to Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rav Rishonim, have their own problems. But at least what they gain is this pshitas of Tosas. In other words, just to recap again, it is true that the natural way to apply Shor HaMuad to Cheskes HaBatim, Shor HaMuad isn't really about time. Certainly according to Rameyer, and even according to Yehuda, it's not primarily about time. So we really would want to say that it's purely Achilos, and if it's 3 years, the natural thing to say is that Rav Yosef already is rejecting any connection to Shor HaMuad. But Rabbeinu Yonah says, we can't say that, because the psukim from Yirmiyahu alone are insufficient. They don't fully create this din. So that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says, the psukim from Yirmiyahu are necessary, but insufficient. We need them, but we need them together with another ingredient. The other ingredient is Shor HaMuad. We still are, Rabbeinu Yonah says, connected to Shor HaMuad, and Shor HaMuad plus. And as you saw, the Rashba says, the Ritva says, a number of Rishonim say that it's Shor HaMuad plus. Shor HaMuad, but the natural way to have understood Shor HaMuad would be Gimel Achilos, which is indeed the way Rishma learns it. The Rabbanim who don't say that, Rabbanim say you can't get away with a few months. So they must say, well, you have Shor HaMuad, but I reject Shor HaMuad version 1, Gimel Achilos, because Shteit and Yirmiyahu, 2 years is not enough. So Meila, I must go and set the Shor HaMuad version 2, Gimel Shanim. And that's Miyashev. Why I don't think it's more than 3 years. I don't think it's no Chazaka ever. I also don't think it's 2.5 years. Because if you assume that there are two ways to expand, to apply Shor HaMuad to Cheskes HaBatim, either Gimel Achilos, ideally, or else with a little bit of dochak, we could say Gimel Shon. Okay, so it's not version 1. Right? This is a process of elimination. Either the neighbor did it, the butler did it. If you can prove the neighbor didn't do it, the neighbor has an alibi, then it must be the butler did it. So that's why Rabbeinu Yonah, he doesn't talk it out that way, but that's what we're saying. There are two ways of understanding how you would apply the Shor HaMuad model, Cheskes HaZimni model, to Cheskes HaBatim, to our context. Either Gimel Achilos or Gimel Shanim. We would rather say Gimel Achilos. Gimel Achilos is smoother, but okay, maybe you can also say Gimel Shanim. You can't say Gimel Achilos, because the Pasuk Yirmiyahu proves that you can't. Okay, then you have to say Gimel Shanim. Not 2.5, not 3, not 4, not 5, not no Chazak ever, 3, because that's option 2. That's option 2. We reject the option 1 of Gimel Achilos, based on Yirmiyahu, so you have to say option 2. So that is the way that the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ritva, and many Rishonim do understand Rav Yosef. It's not the only way, and again, presumably what's lurking behind the other approaches to how you understand this Limud of Rav Yosef is this issue. So for instance, the Rashba, right? The Rashba had asked this question. Rashba is the generation after Rabbeinu Yonah, right? The Rashba is a major Talmud Ramban. Ramban, Rashba, Ritva. Those are 3 generations in a row. Ramban, Rabbeinu Yonah, just to put everything into context, we're hearing a lot of all these Rishonim, should have in our minds, family tree. The Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah are contemporaries. They were also some of the Chotanim, not sure exactly how, they're related by marriage somehow. I'm not sure if their children marry each other or some other, but they're all referred to as is loosely speaking being mechutanim. Rabban and Rabban Yonah are contemporaries. The Rashba and the Ra'ah are the next generation. They were both talmidim of the Ramban and to an extent of Rabbeinu Yonah. And then the Ritva, generation number three, he's a talmid of both the Rashba and the Ra'ah. When he just says Mori, when the Ritva just says Mori without specifying, he usually means Ra'ah, but often he'll quote Mori HaRashba, by Rebbe the Rashba. Stam Mori is the Ra'ah, but he was a talmid of the Rashba as well. So again, generation one is Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah. Generation two is the Rashba Ra'ah. The Ra'ah was, I believe, a great grandson of the Baal Hamar. Ra'ah is Rabbeinu Aaron Alevi Ben Avisti, and he was a great grandson, I believe, of Ben Mizrachi Alevi Ben Avisti. And then their Talmud, generation three, is their Ritva. Rabbeinu Yom Tov, that's where the Yud Tes is for. Rabbeinu Yom Tov Asvili. So the Rashba is not, it's often you'll find, and this is not just in Chesed Avatim, this is all over Shas. Often you'll find these Rishonim are all, there's a whole slew. We often refer to them as the Beis Medrash of the Ramban, Ramban of Beis Medrash. There's all this, the Rashba and the Ra'ah and the Ritva and the Ruki Yosef and the Ran, they're all Talmidim or Talmidim of the Ramban. The Ramban school would be the academic term, or Ramban of Beis Medrash. They often will be saying a lot of the same things. They're all reading each other's Svarim, they're all quoting each other, sometimes they say the Beferish. Very often you'll find they just, That was the Torah that was being said over. Sometimes there'll be nuances of difference. Sometimes there'll be an outright machlokas. Sometimes they're basically saying the same thing, just in different terminology. Sometimes one will be masber more clearly what the other is saying. So you look in the Rashba, if you're Masal Haki Garcinon, so he asks this question, in Talmar, V'yachavadi shamin b'shtei sham lo salgulu chazaka, avatesegu b'shal shminayin. Okay, I understand as Rashi point, you see that two is not good, but Mechete said three is good. The question that Rabbeinu Yonah already asks. And again, you could have also asked, how about two and a half? Okay. Yeshlo, and both those questions will be answered by the Torah that Rabbeinu Yonah gives. And the Ramban gives, okay. They tell you in the footnote that if you look in the Shittim Bukubet says we don't have a Pirush or Arayvid on Bava Basra, but Shittim Bukubet says did. He quotes a lot of Rishonim. Shittim Bukubet has lived in the contemporary of the Beis Yosef and the Arizal of Tzfat, and he wrote Svarim on primarily Ksubas and the three Bavas and a little bit of some other Masechtos also, where he collects and quotes Rishonim. So he sometimes quotes Rishonim we don't have. We saw that he's become less critical as the years go on. We saw Baruch Ber quoted, or Rabbeinu Yonah quoted by Shittim Bukubetzes. Now Baruch Hashem and our generation been zocha to have Rabbeinu Yonah directly. So, okay, so the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ramban, the Rabbi, they all ask this question, and they say, L'minyin shalosh ha'shara mu'ed samchinan. But you need the Pasuk Yirmid, L'galuye, the Lav shalosh ha'chilas kavan el ha'shanim. Right? That's what we were saying. The two versions of how to understand how you would apply the model of Shor HaMu'ad here. So we reject version one, Shor HaShachilos, based on Yirmiyahu. Instead, you have version two. But then the Rashba says, well, V'li nired, mishum dekivan dehizer be'esvel hizer betashias. I have a different answer to this question, the Rashba says. The answer is not that we're still working with the basis of Shor HaMu'ad, but we're adding the ingredient of Yirmiyahu as well. No, b'shem dekimun dehizer be'esvel hizer b'tashias shema mina dar achshav lohutzra. Says why did he was only mazir in year 10? Why did he tell the Jews it's in year 9? Aha! So apparently in year 9 they didn't need it. Ad achshav lohutzra. Year 9 they didn't need it. Why did the Chazaka say you? If they would have bought land in year 9, they would not have needed the instructions of Kasov Basefer Vachasov Raidash Dar. No, if they would have moved in, were born in year 9, they would have had a Cheskes Abatim Gimel Shanim. Beis HaMikdash is going to disappear. Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed in year 11. Beis HaMikdash should be destroyed in year 11. Beis HaMikdash should be destroyed in year 11. So it would have had 3 years if they would have bought it in 9. But now you're buying in 10. You're not going to have 3 years. Now you need the pot. Now you need your star. You came in shenichnus of the eser shuv lo teisak lohu chazaka the itzrich leazhure aksivas shtar. At this point, you need to know that you need to write a shtar. You need to write a shtar. So that's very clever. And what the Rajba doesn't explain what he doesn't like about the position of his Rabbein, the Rabbein Yonah and the Rabban, but based on what we were talking about before, we can intuit that, again, as Tosis points out, in the next stage of the Gemara, the next day, everyone agrees that Rava is cutting ties with Shara Muad, and Tosis explained that if you're not Rabbi Shmuel, and it's about Gimel Shana, Gimel Achilos, Shara Muad really is not a comfortable limud. So Rabbeinu Yonah and the others, they said, okay, but within Rav Yosef was thinking, okay, but Gimel Shanim is another, not the ideal, but Bedochak, maybe that's another way of interpreting, you know, applying Gimel Negichos to Chesed Chabad. The Rashba says, no. It's not, no. It says, what Tosa said about the Rava is already true the Rav Yosef stage. That once we say Rabbanan aren't going with Gimel Achilz, they're going to Gimel Shalom, that totally rejects Charmuah. So how are you going to make sense of this alone? How do you say that Psukim Yirmiyahu alone are the source? So the Rajba says, against Rabbeinu Yonah and his Chaverim, the Rajba says, no, I learn everything from here.
But our question on the Rabbeinu Yonah still stamps, though, it could be that more than 3 years could be needed also.
What needs to say that, according to the
Rabbeinu Yonah? No, because the Rajba says, it was only in year 10 that he said this. In year 9, he didn't say it. Why did he tell them a year before? And it's a year before they didn't need it. They would have, those Jews who were buying karka in year 9, they didn't need shtaros.
They knew that in year 11 they were going to leave, or did they not know in year 11 they were going to be exiled?
Well, or at least their Yirmiyahu knew that in year 11 they're going to be exiled. So in year 9, he didn't tell them.
Yirmiyahu knew that there was going to be a cap.
That's the assumption. Yirmiyahu knows b'nevuah. That seems to be the assumption. Yirmiyahu knows b'nevuah that, Yirmiyahu has been telling them for a very long time b'nevuah, that your time is limited. And the assumption, you're right, that is a hanach of the Rashba. If you think about, you're pointing out, Gavi, are pointing out an assumption that the Rashba is making, which is, in other words, a weakness of the Rashba, because, he's making a hanach that we don't have. Not necessarily black on white. Mehecha Tesi. I mean, the Gemara is assuming that the Yirmiyahu knew b'nevuah a year earlier when Beis Mishnah will be destroyed, or at least Hakadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell Yirmiyahu a year earlier to tell him. Hakadosh Baruch Hu definitely knew what he was planning. But you're right. That is a little bit of a hanacha. And the truth is to stop for a moment to walk away from this, to walk away from what we're doing, to think, look at what we're doing, to stop doing and to look at what we're doing is worth appreciating. For those who are entranced by the word methodology, so it's worth appreciating that when you have a machlokas rishonim, I'm sure you've thought about this in the past. Let's just formulate a little bit. You have a difficult gemara and different rishonim with different approaches. So how to read that line of the gemara? How to understand the din? How to understand the shakatari? Whatever it is that they're handling over. So what that usually means is every shita brings to it. Every shita has a weakness. There's a reason why not everyone sounds like Rajba. There's a reason why not everyone sounds like Ben Yonah. There's a reason why not everyone sounds like the Rigash. Because each one has a weakness. So the Rajba was, as we were suggesting, uncomfortable with the weakness of Ben Yonah. The weakness of Ben Yonah's approach is that Ben Yonah's assuming that Shor HaMuad is still alive. That Ben Yonah's assuming it's a little bit dachuk, but we could say that Shor HaMuad translates as Gimel Shana instead of Gimel Achilas. The Rajba thinks, as Tos is going to say later, the Rajba thinks even initially in the Rav Yosef stage, that's absolutely untenable. There's no such thing as Gimel Negichas turning to Gimel Shana. It's not Bashi Yizman, you have to reject that. Okay, now on the other hand, the Rajba is making his own assumptions. His assumption, you're right, is that everyone, or at least Yirmiyahu knew B'nevuah, or at least a Kadosh Baruch Hu would have told Yirmiyahu. You have to sort of figure out how you back it up, how many steps you're backing up here, but they should have been told earlier. Yirmiyahu would have told, Yirmiyahu knew and would have told them earlier. Maybe Yirmiyahu didn't know, or maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want Yirmiyahu to tell them yet. You know, there could be a lot. There could be many other explanations for what's going on. So you're right. You are correct, and it's important to notice. That's the significance of noticing. What are the hanachos that the Rosh was making? He's not making the hanachah of Ben Yonah made, which is significant. He's making his own. He's making his own hanachos. And then there's so far that's two terutzim. Again, two terutzim to this question that the Rav Ben Yonah formulates of how exactly are we, I understand that we're rejecting Cheskas Beis Shanim, but how are we demonstrating affirmatively Cheskas Gimel Shanim? Either you say like Rav Ben Yonah and the Ramban, that it's combination, it's Cheskas Gimel Zinni Shor Amud plus Yirmiyahu, or the Raj was very, very clever, Cheshvin, and Cheshvin is a lot of Harifas. He told them now, and he didn't tell them before. So, by the way, you know just the Harifas of the Cheshvin, it proves both things. It proves that Cheskas Gimel Shanim does work, and that less than Gimel Shanim does not work. Because he didn't have to tell them, he had to tell them now, but he didn't have to tell them before. You see that 2 years doesn't work, and you see that 3 years would have worked, and did work. And that's why he didn't bother telling them up until this point.
Would that mean that the Rashba's answer would be a better one since it works both ways, as opposed to the Rebbe Yonah, which is only a one-sided answer?
Yeah, I mean, the Rebbe Yonah said, that's what Rebbe Yonah said, I need Gimel and Shor Amud teaching that Gimel Shor Amud does work, I just need Yirmiyahu to reject Beis Shor Amud doesn't work, and therefore it cannot be that the Shor Amud teaching Gimel Achilos instead of must be teaching Gimel Shor Amud. And that was sort of the compound Jerusha, the compound limud for Rabbi Yonah's version of Yosef. The Rashba is much smoother. It's very, the one pasuk is telling me two things. It's very harifas. But you are right. There are certain hanachas that are being made. And then all the Rishonim, not all the Rishonim, just about all the Rishonim are either telling you explicitly or at least being miramis to the fact that there is a third approach hovering here. Rashi didn't quote Reino Chananel, but whenever Rashi says Hachi Garsinan, you know that means that there is a different Girsa. Rashi's saying the proper Girsa is this. I mean, there's something else in our back pocket also. There's a Girsa that I'm Rashi doesn't say every single line of the Gemara Hachi Garsinan. There's only one Girsa. Hachi Garsinan in Rashi means I'm rejecting some of the Girsa. I'm not even going to bother telling you what the Girsa is. Let me just tell you what the correct Girsa is. So Rashi had said, Hachi Garsinan, Navi only the Eser, Umaz here al Achas Esre. The Navi is here standing, the Navi is speaking year 10 and giving them instructions by year 11. What is the other Girsa which Rashi is rejecting? Oh, this is year 9. It's a Tosere tells you, Vein Chananel Pirish. Hirei tells you, Vein Chananel. And the Rebbe, all the Chachmei Svarad, Rabbeinu Yonah, Rashi, Ruth, they're all telling you about this Girsa of Rabbeinu Chananel. And if you look in the Rimagash, he actually does not quote Rabbeinu Chananel by name. He just has the same Girsa, which is not surprising. The Rimagash is part of that school of Rishonim. Rimagash lives much earlier. Rimagash, just to put him into reference a little bit, the Rimagash, Ray mentioned his name, I think, earlier in the year. The Rimagash is the preeminent, certainly in terms of Gemara and Halacha, the preeminent Talmud of the Rif. That means the Rimagash is a contemporary, almost a contemporary of Rashi. Rif and Rashi are more or less contemporaries. The Rif lives in Spain and Morocco, North Africa. I just listened to Davin in the Moroccan shul this morning in Birkas Kohanim. So that's the Fez. Fez, the Rimagash, I believe, was a Talmud. Is a whole the life of the Rif is very fascinating. If I remember correctly, unless I'm reversing this, I believe the Rif spent most of his life in Cordoba, in Spain. The end of his life, he was already a senior citizen. He had to flee Spain. He comes to Morocco. He crosses the Straits of Gibraltar. He comes to Morocco, and he starts a whole new career as an elder Talmud Chacham. He starts a yeshiva, and I think if I remember correctly, most of the famous Talmidim are from the Rif. Bizik Nuso, the Rimagash, and Rehuda Halevi. So the Gemara says in Yevamos, based on the pasuk Vavokas Razarech Olerva Tanchi Adecha, I believe it's the pasuk in Koheles, that you have to plant your seeds, sow your seeds when you're young, but when you get older, well, the pasuk is literally in the morning, plant, but even in the evening, don't al tanachadecha, don't let your hand rest, keep going. The Gemara says, you have talmidim when you're younger, you should have talmidim when you're older also. You never know. Right, Rabbi Akiva, that's where the Gemara mentioned the whole story of Akiva. Akiva has 24,000 talmidim, and that the first yeshiva didn't work out, and as an older man, he starts the yeshiva with what looked like a mere 5 talmidim, but those, but the 24,000 talmidim, we don't have a single Dvar Torah from any of them. We don't even know any of their names. Hagabi Atzmechem. 24,000 Tanam. We don't know any of their names. And meanwhile, what looked like an older man, he's got a yeshiva, 5 guys. 5 guys, what's he going to kind of... You can imagine what the bloggers were saying. Like, that's an also-ran. You know, time to hang it up. And yet, those 5 Talmidim are the bulk of our Torah Shvah Peh. Come through those 5 Talmidim. 80% of name statements in Mishnayos are attributed to 4 of those 5 Talmidim, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yossi, Rav Shimon. Those names are central to our Masorah. So that's what the Gemara says. They'll rip several centuries later, the rip also. As an older man, he starts yeshiva in Fez, and those are the major Talmidim. Rav Yehuda Levi is a Talmud of the Rif, and the Rimagash. Rimagash, whose words we get to learn directly in Bava Basra, because Bava Basra is only Masechtas, where we have the treat of having access to the actual Chidush Rimagash, not just it gets quoted here and there. So the Rambam writes in Hakdamah to Pirush HaMishnah, the Rambam was a grand Talmud of the Rimagash. The Rambam, there are indications that they met when the Rimagash was a very old man and the Rambam was a little boy. The Rambam's father, Beno Maimon, Rambam stands for Beno Moshe Bar Maimon, Beno Maimon was a Talmud of the Rimagash. The Rambam writes, Rimagash, Sichlo Mavis, B'chol HaTalmud. His mind was scary in all of Shas. He has a scary mind. It's a fascinating turn of phrase. Rambam is not usually given to drama. He says he has, it's certainly not so sort of like, you know, casual, I don't know, idioms. He said he has a scary mind. He is brilliant. B'chol HaTalmud. He was all over Shas. We only have, you learn about Master, you get to take a look. So it's interesting that the Rimagash isn't according to Azarin Chanal's Girsa. That's what the Gemara says. Why? Why does he not make a big deal that says Azarin Chanal's Girsa? This was his Masora. The Rimagash wasn't learning Rashi necessarily. He's talking. This is like when you learn Rambam, as they point out. That when you learn Rambam, what's unique, I think everyone will point this out. And the Rambam is the only of all the Rishon that we tend to learn on a regular basis. Rimagash, we don't tend to have so much access to. The Rambam is the only one who didn't have Rashi in front of him. Everyone else may be agreeing or disagreeing with Rashi, but Rashi is a reference friend. Tosfos may say, Rashi is, we don't like it. Or sometimes the Rishon won't even quote Rashi, but they're pointing out that they don't agree with Rashi. They're working off of Rashi, they're tweaking Rashi, disagreeing with Rashi, but it's always in the context of Rashi. Except the Rambam. That wasn't his... Rambam is not much longer... is 2 generations, let's say, after Rashi. And he wasn't yet... The Ashkenazim are all working from Rashi. Rabbi Yonatan, they read all the subsequent Balei Tosfos. And even the Ramban and his school, that's later. That's a parallel to the later Balei Tosfos and beyond. They already... The Ramban is one of those who was responsible for bringing Torah's Ashkenaz into Sfarad. So from that point on, everyone's holding Rashi. The Rambam is earlier, and he's... Rimagash is even earlier. They weren't. He was assuming Chanal that's the Masora. That's why you'll often find the Rambam tends to be aligned with Rebbe Chanal and the Rif. The Rimagash doesn't have to be, but that's what you 9 times out of 10 that's his Masora. So the Rimagash doesn't say, "Oh, Girsa is Rebbe Chanal." That's the Gemara. That is the Girsa. He doesn't need to point it out. It is you look at the Rimagash. It's Dar Parsha. Yeah, try now go on Vitesha. The Balei Tosfos and later on the later Chachmei Asher, Rabbanu Beis Midrash, they accessed this Girsa through Rabbeinu Chanal that they had. But they didn't have it with Rimagash. But we look at Rimagash. That's what it says. Yeah, Navi Omer B'Teisha. Navi Omer B'Teisha. And he goes on to say, how do I know Navi Omer B'Teisha? He says, after all, this is what the Tosfos and other Rishonim quote. Oh, Rebbe Chanal is based on the Seder Olam. Seder Olam is a history written by, attributed to the Tanna Rebbe Yossi. And he says that this nevuah is being given and starts in year 9. So year 9, 1 second.
That's 3 years.
How does it work year 9? So it is 3 years. So it's the opposite of the Rashba. It is 3 years. The Rashba, the whole point was, oh, you see, once it's not 3 years, you need the shtar. So how does this work? So he says, and the Tosfos quotes this also, he says, it's going to be destroyed in year 11. V'chol hashtaros avudim. Yes, you're going to have a shtar. It's not going to help to have a shtar. You're going to galus. You can't rely on your shtar. He says, but the point is, at least you'll have a chazaka. At least if other people will survive, and they'll remember that you lived here for 3 years, so you'll come back. You're coming back. I mean, some people survive. Other people will survive. They'll also remember. And you'll have your edei chazaka. And that's why it made sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to tell you, go ahead and buy a field. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu go ahead and buy a field? As we said yesterday, well, the idea is, you'll have it when you come back. There's a message of hope. Message of hope, how many have I come back? Who says I'm going to have my shtar? The answer is no. I might not have my shtar, but I'll have my chazaka. How are you going to have your chazaka? 9, 10, 11. 3 years. That's how you know.
Well, says
10. Oh, good. So that's why now, on the one and the other, now invite there. So what are the weaknesses, like we were saying about, what are the weaknesses here? So the biggest weakness, which we shown point out, the Ritzman has to point out, well, the puzzle doesn't say 9, it says 10.
That's not an answer.
Well,
how is he?
So the Ritzman does suggest an answer. He doesn't like it. He says, I don't think you should say this because of that. Okay, but in saying that, he's explaining what we're thinking. There are 2 points. Number one, there's the Seder Olam, but as Tosis Ray tells you, there are the other, later Rishon say also, there are different girsos in the Seder Olam. And maybe as Ritva says, the Nuskos Miduyakos, that the more accurate versions of the Seder Olam say it was year 10. But there was this gears of Seder Olam rolling around that said year 9. And the Ritva said, but why do you do the Pasuk? Seder Olam is very nice, but the Pasuk in Tanakh. So the Ritva does, in rejecting it, he tells you what the defense would be. The defense would be, he says, don't say the following. Lekele Meimer came into Chzib, Hayad Devar Hashem, wrote Salom Hashem, Kvar Hayad Devar Hashem, Eilai Kodem Lachim, Mishnah's text. I'm not sure which that reference to Magash, that reference to the Rebal Tosas. There were Rishonim who gave that defense of Rabbeinu Chananel. What that means is the following. There's a Gemara that he's not telling you about. That's in the, they're all assuming. You know the Gemara. The Gemara, I think it's Mekan Daf Tes maybe. The Gemara says that the Navi, the Ikar Malkum Nebu is Eretz Yisrael. The natural place of Nebu is Eretz Yisrael, because that's where Jews close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To have that type of connection, such a strong connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that your mamash gain message from Rebbeinu Shlom, that really happens in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, we find that Vim HaNebu in Chatz La'aretz, the opening scene of Yechezkel. He's in Babel, the banks of the Kabar River. So he's having the Nebu in Chatz La'aretz. The Gemara says, yeah, Sefer Yechezkel opens, Hayo Haya Devar Hashem, Yechezkel Ben Buzi. Hayo Haya. What's Hayo Haya? So that means Shekevar Haya. The word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already had Nevuah earlier in his life. It's not printed, it doesn't appear first in Sefer Yechezkel. It might not appear in Sefer Yechezkel at all. Not all Nevuahs appear in Tanakh. We're talking about Megillah Daf Yudalot. But the first Nevuah mentioned Sefer Yechezkel is one that was given to him in Babel, but the opening phrase tells you he was already a Navi earlier before he had gone to Galus. He had already experienced Nevuah in Eretz Yisrael. So once you start you open the channel, so to speak, in Eretz Yisrael, so then you can continue into Babel. But at the very least, you cannot begin your prophetic career in Chutz La'aretz. From the days of Yeshua and on, a prophetic career always begins in Eretz Yisrael, because that's the Ikar Makam Nevuah. So that Gemara is probably behind what they're saying here. The Hayad Var Hashem Eilai, then maybe that means, I already had the Nevuah preview. I'm telling you about this in year 10, but I already got the Nevuah in year 9. Now, there are problems with that though. Number one, the Ritva points out, but it's not that Yirmiyahu says Hayad Var Hashem Eilai. The Pasuk says, the narrator, so to speak, the Pasuk says, in year 10, Hayad Var Hashem. It sounds like the Nevuah happened in year 10. That's problem number one, the Rimagash. Problem number two is that the whole point, even if he had the Nebuah in year 9, but he tells them that in year 10, that's not going to work either. Because the whole point of the Rimagash's Limud is that he tells them in year 9. They're buying fields in year 9. So that's difficult. That's why the later Rishonim reject Avinu Hananel's Girsa. That's why they reject Avinu Hananel's Girsa. But if you have his Girsa, then it means that they actually did use Cheskes Habatim Gimel Sham. And that's the point. The Shtaros are going to disappear, but you will rely on the Cheskes Habatim Gimel Shana. Okay. So the Gemara rejects it. Abaye rejects it. And Mircham, tomorrow we'll see how Abaye rejects Rav Yosef. And where we go, Abaye and Rava are going to work on something that Tosfos points out. Once we get to Rava, everyone agrees that Shor HaMoed is no longer part of the picture. Again, we have three approaches, and we showed him to understanding what was Rav Yosef's drasha. Like Rabbeinu Yonah the Rov Rishonim, like the Rashba, and like the Rabbeinu Hananel Rimagash. Sure, okay. It's a rich sugya. Thank you.